بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Before we begin our discussion in regards to protection of the eyes and evil glances, this one, two points in regards to the Salat and Salam that we recite every Eidat of Jumu'ah, Friday night. Tonight is Friday night. In Islam, we know the night comes first, then the day. So tonight is our Friday night. So this reading, Durood Sharif, Salat and Salam, 40 Durood in chorus together, Ijtima'an in congregation, this is not Sunnah. This we do as a practice, and we do it for encouragement for one another. So when we do start regarding this, that we have to do it together, then this becomes a bid'at after that. So we feel now we have to do it like this. And a proof now, so to say, that we have this notion or we have this belief that we have to do it in congregation. What's the proof? So when we don't have it together, then we don't read it. So the proof to say that we really believe that we can read it on our own is that sometimes there's no majlis, why I can't make it, I still read my durud. I still read my 40 durud. Not only when I'm here together, then I'm reading it. Then we do it customary. So even if I'm not here also, I couldn't make it, I'm gone out somewhere, then I'm still reading my 40 Salat and Salam. And then to the 40 Salat and Salam, just a compilation, the Shaykh Ghaliyas of Rahimullah put together to make it easy for us to recite Salat. There's many more than that also. This is what he compiled. So many of these A'mal that we do, whether it's 40 Durood, we do it together, whether the Zikr done together, Ishtima'i Dua done together, these are not Farz, is that Wajib, is that Sunnat? It is for our practice that we get used to this. And we see also how many years we're doing it. When it's done, not done together, then we just leave it out. So it's not coming into a habit as yet. So for us to make that niyat, Ya Allah, we're doing this every week. But this becomes my ma'amul and practice of my life. That even if I'm not in the majlis, I'm on my own also, somewhere on safar. And subhanAllah, our kabir, our elders, even our grandfathers and great-grandfathers, you'll find that alhamdulillah, they were bi'at to mashayikh. And they would keep their juzan in the cubby hole also. Wherever they went, they had their 40 salat and salam. They had their munajat if they were reading. And they had the Quran Sharif also. It showed that they were committed. They were committed to reading it. We know our old dadimas and nanimas also. Half the bag is only their juzan sometime when they're going on safar. They got this kitab, this wazifa, the file can't put in it also. They got so many things to read. So they're committed to it. So this is practice for us now, that even if we can't make it, something is missing today. I didn't read my Salat and Salam, my Asma'ul Husna. Hazrat says also, Asma'ul Husna, we're reading this for, not for parrot fashion. But we're reading it to ponder over the meaning and to get the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in our hearts. Taking the name of Allah. Like how a person, they say, when he loves someone, then he repeats the name over and over again. So in the same way, we're repeating the names of Allah every week till our yaqeen builds upon Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer, Allah is the giver, Allah is the taker, Allah is the maker, Allah is the breaker. Allah is everything to me. Without Allah, I can't do anything. I can't move a single inch. I can't say a single word. Everything is happening by the permission of Allah. So command my limbs to move in the right direction. This is to read these names of Allah, to recite them, is to get this yaqeen. To get this muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, doesn't become just customary. That I'm just doing it and enjoying everything else of dunya, but things of deen, I'm just doing it just like that. So it's important to refresh our niyat every week. Allah ta'ala give us understanding that it doesn't become a bid'ah, also innovation. Because innovations in deen are not accepted. And sometimes innovations are such things also in deen that shaitan or nafs makes up these things in a person's heart, in his mind to do it. And he does it as an ibadah, which is not an ibadah because innovation, and never makes tawbah from it also. So whole life comes out like this, believing it to be something which is compulsory, doesn't make tawbah. Ulama ikram are so careful, they are so careful in classifying anything as sunnah also. We just can't say it's sunnah until we have proper proof to say this is sunnah. Because Nabi Ali salatu wa salam mentioned clearly in a hadith sharif, man kadhaba aliyya mutahammidan faqad فَقَدْ بَوَأْتَ فَقَدْعُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. That person who attributes something to me falsely, he attributes something to me falsely by saying that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said this, or he did this, or this is a sunnah, but he didn't do it, he didn't say it. So he attributes it falsely, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam say, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. that he should now prepare his tikana and his place in fire of Jahannam. So serious. That is why Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they will never quote a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly. They will never say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Very careful. Once Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu teaching a hadith, and it just came on his tongue, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It just came on his tongue that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And he shouldn't say that when I looked at his face, his whole body began to shudder. His eyes began to flow. His veins began to swell out of fear that Ya Allah mustn't quote incorrectly. After he quoted the hadith, then he said, أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said something like this. But they were so careful when he comes to just quoting a hadith. So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding, inshallah, that we don't think anything to be part of Sharia or is that part of Sharia. It's very, very serious. Is that a small thing? Is that a light thing? That to the extent from the day of Qiyamah also, when the Ummatis will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll be waiting for them at the pond of Kawthar to give them water to drink. He'll be welcoming his Ummatis. Hadith Sharif says a group will come and he will be calling them and he will be waiting to give them water to drink, but then the Malaika will come and say, Suhqan, Suhqan, get away, get away. Oh Malaika, this is my Ummat. Oh Nabi of Allah, I don't know after your demise what bid'ah and innovations they attributed and they made up. It wasn't part of your deen. So therefore, they don't deserve to get a drop of water from you. And they will be removed. Although they live as Muslims, but just this bid'ah they had, this innovation, and they carried on with it. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that our deen is pure and clear. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam left us upon a clear road. Layluha ka nahariha. The night of this deen is like the day of this deen. Absolutely clear, bright. There's nothing, there's no unclarity. Sahaba Ikram's lives have been documented. The amal, everything documented. How they understood the sunnah, how they implemented the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us sufiq. So we're discussing about when it comes to our salat and salam every week, it comes to our dhikr every week also, and our dua ishtima'an. This is not part of the sunnah. This is more a practice for ourselves that we get used to this. That even when we're not here, we are still doing it, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our kitab in regards to evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the cures, which as we mentioned before, this is now a pandemic, it's a plague that has spread in the ummah. That everywhere you look, there's only haram. And it's only bihayai, immodesty, how to protect the eyes. Here we learn from our honorable and beloved Shaykh Azmuhan Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Barakatuhu, as it says, we hear many, many bayans. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah, we go to different venues. Every week is a different bayan we're listening to. This alim is saying, do this, that alim is saying, do that, and then do this, and refrain from that. So many things. Allah, how much must I do? How much must I read also? Rather, it says, take one thing in your life, one sin, one vice in your life, that is killing your taqwa, and make that the jihad of your life. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنُّمْ صُبُرَنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that person who will, those that will exert themselves to please us, fina, in our pleasure, in our muhabbat, they will exert themselves, they will make mujahada against their nafs. Allah ta'ala has promised, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ This word, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ is full of emphasis. Most definitely, although we say zarur ba zarur, most definitely, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ We will guide them. We will open up avenues. Subulana means sabil is wahid, singular, one path. Allah Ta'ala says we will open up to them paths of hidayat. How many paths? Allah Ta'ala has millions and millions of paths. Allah Ta'ala will open up. Just make mujahada and make one point in your life your jihad. Whether it's love of dunya, love of fake beauties, aram, ghair maharim, whether it's love of wealth, whether it's love just of the material things, whatever it may be, make that the jihad of your life. Make that Allah Ta'ala open up avenues of hidayat. Hazrat says, there's so many things to do, but just see one thing, what's the challenge of my life? Where am I stuck right now? Whether it's my salah, I can't make it. Fajr namaz, nice, early, 4:25, 4:35. Make that the jihad of my life. Allah, at all costs, no matter what it is, Allah, I will wake up. I will wake up. Make dua, set the alarms. Put one far away, put one under your pillow also, it will vibrate the entire bed. It will vibrate your sleep away also. that I have to wake up no matter what, make that the jihad of your life. Like how we do now, person has something to do of dunya, he makes, goes all out. So go all out against a certain vice in my life, certain weakness in my life, and make one good deed in your life now. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says also, just to digress, he will say that every single person should have one amal in his life which is so hidden that nobody knows about it. On the day of Qiyamah, he can pull it out in the court of Allah like a spare wheel. Okay, spare wheel. He's just got it parked there. Allah, in case everything gets punctured, Allah, this I need only for you. The wife doesn't know, the children don't know, nobody knows. Allah only did it for you. For you, he said, have one backup amal like that at least. Have one backup amal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So how much we can do? One is the positive amal. One is the negative amal. Refrain from guna and sin. Take one and fight it. And ask Allah Ta'ala for help, for assistance. One good deed. Hazrat put us on Durood Sharif. Make Durood Sharif your life. Orna or bichona. Make it your sleeping bed. Make it your covering. Make it your pillow. Make it everything. Durood Sharif. Whatever you take to. Durood Sharif is, subhanAllah, the amount of benefit in it. Opens up avenues. Hazrat says, read so much Durood Sharif you fill your day with, that there's no time for guna and sin also. Now how can I get involved? Al-Musna, 100 Durood Al-Mus out. And your tongue will get so moist. But Durood Sharif, you don't want to leave it out now. How can I waste my time over here? I'm going to lose out 50 Durood over there. And Durood Sharif, just to understand, we mentioned before, what we are doing, we're sending hadiyah to Rasulullah, sending a gift to him. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that exchange gifts creates muhabbat. Exchange gifts, it creates muhabbat and love. O Nabi of Allah, I'm sending to you. O Nabi of Allah, you send to me also. It will just increase our muhabbat. What gift Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam sent for you, we can't even imagine. And sometimes it's happening, we say, Ya Allah, how this is happening? Allah has promised. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Allah says, I'm doing it. Malaika are sending durood. Oh, the Ummah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you also join this partnership. You also join the, and see what you will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do one good deed, make that now the purpose of your life with all your farais on place, all your wajibat. Some little wazifa that Hazrat says is Durood Sharif will make your complete islah. Will reform all your other amal. Whether this fight in the home also, wife is starting, start Durood Sharif. Now 10-10 rahmat is coming upon you. 10-10 rahmat, in the rahmat of Allah, where shaitan got a chance? You're getting tempted, start Durood Sharif. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, fervent dua, start Durood Sharif. All, everything will leave the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq understanding. Coming back to the temptations of dunya, the evil glances, we were discussing the few poems of Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how beautifully Hazrat's one poem is a complete bayan. Hazrat mentioned Shiri Li ke saath, Shiri Labi ke saath, wo Shiri Dehan bhi tha, Agoshe Mot mein wahi Zere Kafan bhi tha. Hazrat says, besides sweet lips, talking about the haram thing you see around us, and a person gets enticed. He says, besides sweet lips, he also possessed a sweet mouth. In the lap of death, they were also under the shroud. Everything died now. Everything looked nice when you are alive. Now when you are in your coffin, then nothing is attractive anymore. In fact, even before death, with the passing of time, when the beauty of the face vanishes, and the geography of the face changes, it must change. Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, looking at all the contours, and all the shapes, and all the, Hazrat says, the mountain tops and the peaks, and the foot of the mountain you're looking at, and talking about now, this fake haram, you can't even call them beauties also. He says, it all looks very nice in the beginning, but they will change. Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, kamar juk ke mithle kamani hui, koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Subhanallah. He says, the back bent. One day she will become bent. The back bent and became like a bow. Someone became a grandfather and someone became a grandmother. That became the reality. And this is what we were chasing our whole life. Youngsters from 13, 14, 15, just running behind that one thing. Looking haram sights and then haram avenues they're going to. And just chasing behind this, when this will come to an end. But the beauty of Allah will only increase. So they say, give your heart to Allah. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that give your basarat to Allah, Allah will give you basirat. Basarat, give your physical eyes to Allah. Allah, my eyes are only for you. How a person tells his beloved, my eyes are only for you. And one person told the girl he wanted to marry, and he was running behind her. Only have eyes for you, and only for you, and only for you. She said, really? He said, only for you. I want to marry you, please. She was entering the house. She said, my sister is coming just now. She's more beautiful than me. She said, where is she? She gave him one slap. She said, you have eyes only for me? You're a liar. Where's your wafadari and loyalty? Where's our loyalty to Allah? Allah gave the eyes. I should be only for him. Allah, I have eyes only for you. Look at your qudrat everywhere. And one thing, Hazrat says, look at the mulberry leaf. What Allah Ta'ala has kept them. Shafi will say, Rahmat, I found Allah in the leaf of the mulberry. There the silkworm ate from there and gave silk. And then the deer ate from there and gave musk. And how many other insects and animals ate from there? And what Allah Ta'ala produced from that one just leaf only. Allah, look at your shan. The Hazrat says when he came to that ant, Salama Rumi's example, he says that ant walked up and he saw the grape on the top of the vineyard, and it came up. And it walked up and it became cooler and cooler, and I took the shade of that leaf. One leaf only. He said, this is life. This is life. I got my penthouse finally. He says, no, he didn't reach there as yet. Then he went out onto the leaf, that ant. He took one bite of the juicy leaf. He says, so sweet. Ya Allah, this is where now. This is everything. Now I made it to the top. And his whole life came out now just eating that one. But that is in the same way that we went to Maktab. How many years? 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. Then Hifz class another 6 years, 4 years, 5 years. Then Darul Ulum life, etc. Right through we went. Many of us went through Maktab, maybe Hifz, maybe in Jamaat, etc. So many years, sometimes 16 years, 20 years, we spent in the path of Allah. And this ant now spent the entire life eating the leaf. Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alif, somebody only told that ant, that, oh Baba, don't stop over there. Just few steps more, the angur and the grape is there. Take one bite of that, the flavor of life will change. Then you really know what life is about. This is our, that is now window shopping for Jannat. Hazrat says, if only that person after so many years, somebody is to hold his hand and tell him, come sit in the company of the pious and see what you'll enjoy. You just, little bit are you enjoying, scratching the surface. Come and sit and see where and where you'll fly with them. Sometime here, sometime there, sometime in the ocean, explain the muhabbat of Allah, sometime in the air, sometime on the earth, sometime on the ground, sometime in Quran Sharif. Alama Basiri Rahmatullah Ali says in Qasida Burda, that Allah, your muhabbat and your love, like the waves of the ocean. How, what rhythm they have one after the other, they just come one after the other. Those that are swimming, you see those little children, how they're enjoying it. They get it knocked around, it's still going back again. Get it knocked around, it's getting toppled in the waves, but he's enjoying it, he's squealing. Doesn't want to come out, mother's heart is coming out. He says, this is how the awliya swim in the ocean, Allah's muhabbat. One wave is hitting them, Ya Allah, another one. They're enjoying the Quran tilawat. They don't want to close the Quran Sharif. They don't want to talk to anybody. The dhikr of Allah, the durood sharif on their tongue. He says, you won't even enjoy that now, even in your biryani. What they're enjoying in not eating, you won't enjoy in your biryani also. Just a little bit spend time with them and see how they'll enjoy, like how the waves hit. And then Allah Hazrat says, imagine this only the waves. Imagine now you go to the depth of the ocean. See, Allah Ta'ala is makhluk over there. Ya Allah, what you've kept over there? Ya Allah, your color. And Hazrat says to one of his poems, he says, oh my Allah, that you are hidden laako parde ki peeche. Behind hundred thousands of pardas, you are hidden, oh my Allah, your beauty. But then to your beauty is so apparent. It can't be concealed. Although you are behind so many thousands, hundred thousands of pardas that we can't see with your physical eye, but then to your beauty is so apparent that you can't even hide it. So where and where they will take us, Allah Ta'ala give us those eyes. The Hazrat Kim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Alayh, that give your basarat and give your eyes to Allah. And Allah will give you eyes of the heart. Now the eyes we're giving to infinite scrolling, dunya hitting the heart, and hitting the heart, and hitting the heart. And how much, and how much, and how much. That's topic. There's no time to see Allah's beauty. Makhluk got us all stuck. Look at makhluk. Look at the creation. Look at the creation. Look at the creation. Allah says, look at me. Get involved in Quran tilawat. That is your therapy. That is your psychologist. That is your psychiatrist. This also, what we're saying, everybody now going to psychologist. This don't go. That is only its place. That now as a last resort, we go for therapy. Real therapy. Many people say also we need a closure. We need a closure on the certain matter that occurred in my life. So we say, you want a closure? This Surah Fatiha. When a closure read? The opening chapter. It's a new opening that will close up. Start reading Quran Sharif. And that will close up automatically. Because Quran, Allah says, Shifa'un lima fi sudur. Quran is a shifa for whatever you have in your heart. Whatever depression, whatever you're going through, anxiety, stress, whatever it may be. Allah Pak has given us Quran Sharif. We haven't understood really what Quran is. Right now, scientists are only taking out one thing. They took out the pomegranate, they say so much benefit. They took out what teen? The fig, it's so much benefit. They took out what zaytun? And just do one search on the internet. Olives, benefit of olives. Subhanallah, infinite. How many? Do pomegranate, they'll tell you so many things. They're only just playing one word so far. Imagine the entire Quran Sharif. That now, those things they are researching to give you physical benefit. They're good for the eyes, good for the heart, good for this, good for that. And it's benefiting. Because Quran Sharif says that. Imagine the Quran comes into my heart. Completely. As I should be reading Quran Sharif. So everyone wants some therapy. They want some closure. They want to know what is really happening. What's wrong in my life? What's wrong with my husband's life? What's wrong with my parents, etc. Read Quran Sharif. Imam Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Amir of Tabligh for many years. Somebody asked him, so Hazrat, you're sending Jama'ah so all over the world. Shouldn't you read the newspaper to see where there's floods, where there's hurricane, where there's tornado, where there's riots? So you should be checking the news before you send dispatch Jama'ah like that. He gave one answer. May Quran parta hu. Read Quran Sharif. Absolute relevant till Qiyamah and beyond that. Till Qiyamah and beyond that, Hafiz al-Quran will be instructed, Iqra, Wartaqi, Warattil. Qiyamah's day also, you'll be instructed, read your Quran Sharif. The Hafiz boy will be instructed, read your Quran Sharif. Continue reading and you will ascend the heights of Jannat. Away you stop, the last ayat you stop, that will be your palace in Jannat. And there also Quran will be helping him. So Quran can't help over here. Now, parents are sending the children so that this Quran will come into his heart. Qiyamah's day, he'll take us to Jannat. Why in this world he can't make your home a Jannati home? The same Hafiz boy. Because we got the TV there, we got the internet there, we got everything else there. We still got him involved in sports, going for coaching, Miss Madrasa, go for this, go for that, taking part in the gala, taking part in whatever tournament it may be. The Quran hasn't come in the home. But I want the Quran to take me to Jannat. I'm making him hafiz, so he takes me to Jannat. He can make your home a Jannati home. Make him the Quran loudly at home. Listen to the Quran tilawat. And see how, what therapy that will be. Just one example we know of. I mentioned this before also. This is Quran Sharif. There's one family was mentioning about their own child that was born epileptic. She have epilepsy. Very bad. She have a foot. So they say that one evening, it was a Thursday night, and the child broke out into a foot epilepsy. Very bad. Just at that time, they had the receiver on, and mashallah, the beautiful melodious zikr of Mu'ana Sputta Sahib Rahimullah started. Mu'ana started the zikr. As Mu'ana started the zikr, this child just went still all of a sudden. Epilepsy stopped. The Mubarak name of Allah. See, that became the cure for the child. Every time he started, put the zikr on. Put Allah's name will conquer anything. There's the best therapy. The thing is now, we're doing all the amal, but the window of guna and sin is still open. The bad air is still coming in. The Western thoughts are still coming in. Western culture is still coming in. Western beliefs are still coming in. That they will do it. They can help me. They can give me the counseling and the therapy, etc. Yes, a person needs therapy. He needs medication. Sharia doesn't say no. Definitely. He is a genuine case by all means. But first let us do this. Let us get involved in Quran Sharif. How many women got anxiety? The men got now stress, rosy, etc. Very simple. Just put your head in Quran Sharif. Go to one Hibs class, go to one Molisa. Manana, I will do my Yasin with the Jweed. Papa, I want to do my Yasin with Tajweed. I mean, all the women folk. Once they get involved now in some madrasa, then finish. They committed. 10 o'clock every day, I got class. I got doing my Yasin Sharif with Tajweed. And see, mashallah, how they do the Yasin. Then Tabarak, then Waqiyah, then Aliflamim Sajda. Then tell them, now read it. You're cooking in the evening, cleaning up, read your Quran Sharif. Do your Quran tilawat. And you the men also. Then see how the shaitan will leave that house. The nafs got no time to think of anything. The stress now, we got the sabak tomorrow. See the hafiz got stress, you got the sabak. Imagine now you get the masurat and sabak every day. Tomorrow you got sabak. And tell her, I listen to it every night also. I listen to your sabak every night. And you take mine also. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That's how our houses should be. Allah make our homes like that. This is our therapy, my dear brothers. There's no time for anything else. I got my Quran Sharif to worry about. I got tafsir to worry about. I got programs to go to. Fill up all that space and you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah, the barakat will come in the home. So Hazrat says, the back bent and became like a bow. Someone became a grandfather and someone became a grandmother. Unke baalo pe ghalib sufedi hui. Koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Whiteness has become predominant on their hair. They became old now. Someone became a grandfather and someone became a grandmother. Not going to stay young all the time. All these desires of dunya is going to disappear. Now the qabr is calling now. Now only thing I'm looking at is that hole in the ground. Idhar geographia badla, udhar tarikhi bhi badli. Na unki history baaki, na meri mystery baaki. Ajeeb Hazrat Aisho. These are English words sometimes. History or mystery. Look what it says. Here the geographical contours of the face changed. Then now he was chasing behind her. This is the beauty of my life. She's the beauty. But she's calling you Layla Majnoon, Hazrat would say. Layla was... He was in love with her. But she was just as dark as midnight. And he was like Snow White. But his eyes went, he was dazzled over her. To the extent, now they give these examples of haram relationship, but how mad he was over her. The one time she sent a message to Majnoon the madman. Do you really love me? He cut a piece of your thigh and send it to me. But they say he cut a piece of his thigh. Put it onto the tree. And they say, the messenger said, when I took the thigh, even the thigh was shouting out, Layla, Layla. Even the heart was shouting out, Layla, Layla. What love, haram love, penetrated his. Ajib, Hazrat said, the dua of Quran, to love Quran. Ya Allah, Allahumma arzuqni al-Quran al-Azim, wa dukhallitahu bi-lahmi, wa dami, wa sam'i, wa basari. Allah, give me the love of Quran Sharif, and mix it up. Ya Allah, mix the Quran bi-lahmi, with my flesh, with my blood, with my bones, with my body. Ya Allah, mix it up completely in me. I must become Quran Sharif. This is dua that comes munajat e maqbool. Ya, mix it with my eyes, Ya Allah, my ears, Allah. How we yearn for food, we crave for food, Ya Allah, we crave for my Quran Sharif. We haven't understood Quran Sharif. What Quran Sharif should play a role in my life, we haven't understood. That's why the dua, Ya Allah, give me 2 feet to read Quran, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar. Ya Allah, hours of the day and hours of the night. We have our start once in a day. As I say, spread it out. 3 pages after Zuhur, a few pages after Asr, then after Maghrib, a little bit after Isha, a little bit after Fajr. Whole day Quran Sharif to read. Not just once a day. Little bit here, little bit there. I just want to make a break, little bit. Read my Quran Sharif, little bit. Talking so much to the makhluk, Ya Allah, give me just a chance, a break now. Break away, read the Quran Sharif. Hazrat says that here the geographical contours of the face changed, while there the history changed. Neither is his history intact, nor my being a mystery. And no more a mystery also, now finished. All the beauty is gone. The janazah of love also has to go one day. The janazah of love also has to go one day. The lovers bury the janazah of their love with their own, with their own hands and flee with extreme regret. I have 2 couplets in this regard. Unke chehre pe kishri dari kha, ek din tum tamasha dekhoge. Mir us din janazah ulfat ka apne haathon se dafan kar doge. Hazrat says, now their faces have grey beards. They saw malakul maut. Now they see munkar and nakir in the qabr. Everything turned grey. Ya Allah, we didn't realize it's going to be like this. We thought we are ready for it. But I wasn't ready for it. One day you will see the spectacle. It will happen in the qabr. The spectacle will be there. Then Omir, Mirsab was just the Kimsab's Khadim Omir. On that day, the janaza of love, you will bury it with your own hands. To how much you love me also, one day you'll have to bury me. So give the heart only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus only the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of love. His beauty and glamour has no end. His beauty and glamour has no end. In fact, it has a different status every moment. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan, every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a different splendor and status. Allah ta'ala, connect our hands to the shan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Allahumma Rabbana zalamna anfusana Wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna Lanakunanna minal khasirin La ilaha illa anta subhanaka Inna kunna minal zalimin Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad Wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad Wa barik wa sallim Ya akram al-akramin, ya arham al-rahimin O kareem rahim Allah O banda aizab wa hadsum ya Allah O may Allah give us ladhat of iman, O may Allah, ladhat enjoyment in taking your name, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, O may Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't even felt the pain of sins anymore, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, become dead, O may Allah, unmindful, O may Allah. They become black, O may Kareem Rahim Allah. Purify our souls and our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the effect of dhikr in our hearts, O may Allah. Like how the epileptic child, O may Allah, became sukoon with the dhikr of your beautiful name, O may my Allah, our nafs is just worse than that, oh my Allah. The epilepsy that affects it, oh my Allah. Every day, ya Allah, like a mad, ya Allah, horse, oh my Allah, has epilepsy, ya Allah, Kareem Rahim Allah, looking this way, looking that way, running behind things that are fana, things that, ya Allah, will come to an end, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. To the barakat of your name, oh my Allah, give us sukoon and dil, oh my Allah. Give us sukoon and dil, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our dunya easy, make our qabr easy, make our akhirat easy. Give us the hearts of your awliya and your friends and pump in your muhabbat and your love, oh my Allah. Give us loyalty to your deen. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for every sunnah, upon, amal upon every sunnah. The knowledge of every sunnah, except our health, wealth and time, and our families and children and progenies and businesses for the khidmat of sunnah in the world. Ya Allah, we thank you for your ni'mas and bounties, O my Allah. Keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, help our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, O my Allah. Protect them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them himmat, O my Allah. Make them strong, O my Allah. Accept the shahadat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cover them, feed them, clothe them, O my Allah. Let there be a ceasefire, O my Allah. You can hold back the hand of the zalim, O my Allah. O my Allah, send you help and yusuf for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tuba alayna innaka anta tawwabur al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma hu ahlu subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah. Amin.